then got his degree at what was then City of London College. Is that music? I'm not sure what it is. Does anyone know? No. And then he came to Cambridge in 1976, and I guess he's been here ever since. Mm-hmm. Did his PhD here, and some postdoc work, and then since I think 1981, he's been a member of the academic staff here. And throughout that period, since he started his research, I think he's worked on phase transformations, solid state transformations in a whole host of different ways, and predominantly in ferrous metallurgy, but not always. And he's made himself world renowned in that area. And I think we're very, very lucky tonight to have Harry talk to us. He's been described, as I said, one of the UK's leading and the world's leading academic researchers in ferrous metallurgy. He's written all sorts of things, numerous, far more publications than I think anyone else here can probably talk about. In 2006, the Institute of Materials, Minerals and Mining awarded him the Bessemer Gold Medal. And after receiving that, he gave the Bessemer Lecture back in September. It had the same title as tonight, but I don't think the content would be entirely the same. But on the other hand, I don't think there's anyone who was here, I wasn't there, who saw the previous lecture. So you might not be able to spot the changes. Sure. So Harry, over to you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jeff, for the nice introduction. And thank you all for coming. You know, the weather isn't ideal for such things, but thank you very much for coming. I'm very pleased to see so many people. I thought I would do something different today. You know, usually when I give lectures, I sort of sing the praises of what we have achieved and so on and so on. But what I want to show today is also the huge amount of basic